I gotta go.
Sorry.
Hey.
Jeez, what's this?
Just come on.
For the record, I'd like to state that Representative Zara, Representative Gall, and McBride, and it's been a permanent presence. And maybe you could read this letter for committee substitute for Senate Bill 136 that the bill was referred to resources. And we just like to send a letter of support and said you might want to extend on what exactly does. I think we discussed it in here the other day and everybody sounded like they were in support of it.
Yeah, basically, Madam Chairman, what it does is just clarifies the language that up to this point has really not been a problem until we had a trooper in Kodiak that decided that we had to go by the book and cite everybody who was not physically on or at their fishing site at that time. And then in Kodiak we can fish 150 pounds, but we can split it between two sets. And person can't be in two places at one time, but if you weren't, you ran the risk of receiving a citation. And what they were acting to is it was an attorney general's opinion that was issued back in 75 that basically said a person had to be physically on his fishing site. And what this allows it to do is for the person who holds a permit to be within the vicinity of his site. He doesn't have to be right at it. He could be at his cabin or his, he can still go up and be within the vicinity. He can't have his fishing gear in, for example, and then go to town and let the fishing, let it fish on its own. He has to be within the vicinity. He could be up his cabin having lunch or somewhere. He can't be gone. And I think a lot of this has really been taken care of by the limited entry program as it is now. You have to physically take your permit up to the tender when you deliver your fish or the cannery, wherever. And so it doesn't lend itself for a person to have a fishing site and then be gone in town to let a crew member pick the fish and deliver them. Right, so I think the rationale that we try to make with the Department of Public Safety was that we thought that this was covered pretty much with limited entry now, mm-hmm. at least the problems that they had.
So it's covered in here, like say if somebody going to deliver a couple miles to the tender and they left one, they had three crew members and they left one there, then that would take care of that too, like they're traveling too.
What if he said?
Traveling to or from the location.
What if he said he was selling his fish and anchorage?
Yeah, boy.
What if he's selling his fish in Anchorage?
Then he's flying it.
No, seriously. We have the same situation in Haines, although it doesn't have to do with commercial set netting. It has to do with subsistence. And people put out their set nets. And then they go home and have a sandwich, and they get sighted. And if they were in a commercial situation and they were taking the fish to town, like 30 miles away, and clearly it wouldn't necessarily impact the situation that Representative Jarro states, but in Yakutat, for example, there's a big set net fishery, and this would allow somebody to leave their net, go into Yakutat, spend the summer, and come back at the end of the summer having had non-permit holders fishing their gear. So I don't disagree with the intent of what you're doing, but I'm not sure this phrase is what you're really looking to accomplish.
But it doesn't deal with
subsistence. No, I'm just using that as an example. In Yakutat, it's commercial.
But the thing is, on the delivery of your fish, though, you have to be physically there and sign the ticket. When you have a limited entry permit, just because you have the permit, it doesn't mean that you can put your gear out and anybody else can go and take the fish and deliver it. You have to physically sign that yourself.
How about if you were to go out, set your net, then go home, take up residence at home, and have your children bring the fish to you, and then you walk over with them to the buyer and say, I don't know how.
Well,
I guess what I'm trying to say in one sentence, Fred, is just that I think what you're doing here is a very good idea, but maybe there'd be some way to tighten up the wording so that exactly what you're really trying to accomplish is accomplished, rather than opening it up for people to essentially set up two locations, one where they sell and one where they fish, and make it legal for them to stay where they're selling rather than where they're fishing.
I'd have to brush up on the limited entry regulations again in terms of fishing and as to how that applies with the actual permit holder. I think the permit holder has to be
Yeah.